The aftershocks of the January 2010 earthquake are still being felt in Haiti. But Rebuild Globally, an American NGO, is helping women in the Caribbean nation to take steps at styling a new future for themselves and their country. The women are being trained in making sandals from recycled tires through a project financed by the Quick Impact Projects Division of the UN Mission in Haiti, MINUSTAH. Rebuild Globally was founded in February 2010, just weeks after the devastating earthquake, which killed up to 200,000 people. At its workshop in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, 30 women are busy turning tires into sandals. Jolina Auguste, a mother of two girls, has been with Rebuild Globally, or RG, for nearly 2 years.
I suffer a lot being unemployed, but now I work at the workshop, and that is good.
Jolina worked as a street vendor selling toothpaste and soap before the earthquake. She says Rebuild Globally has provided her with the opportunity to learn new skills while also making a living. RG Country Director Sandra Fernandez calls Jolina an inspiration to her co-workers.
Jolene is amazing. She is the leader of Rebuild Globally. She has taken ownership of this, and that's what we want. It's about ownership. I want to work myself out of a job. You know, this is for Haiti. This is not for me. I'm just helping give them the tools, teach them to make it their own. And Jolena has really been able to be an example of that, and an example for all the other ladies and men here as well of how it should be done.
The RG team is hoping to produce 2,000 pairs of sandals and to sell at least 30% of the stock in 3 months' time. All materials to make the sandals are bought at the local market, where 60% of the direct beneficiaries are female artisans, mainly heads of households. Jolina is also helping to provide her co-workers with a second job. They're all involved in a women's group called the Women's Federation for National Development, which she started in 2005.
I can say that many of us could not afford sending our children to school. There were no activities to have an income in the household. Now the children are going to school. It is great for us. Me personally, when I was not working, I felt humiliated. Everything I needed, and I had to ask my husband. Immediately, the work gives me respect in the house.
The Women's Federation also supports 36 orphans. During the summer vacation, the children enjoy a program that includes knitting and other activities. Jolina says members are able to assist these children while also supporting their own families, although they wish they could do more.
What I like most is that now I work. I am able to help my household. Before, when I was unemployed, I had lots of difficulties. Often my children were sent home from school because I had arrears in paying the fees. Now, thanks to this work, I can save money to pay the school fees. Then, from the partnership with MINUSTAH, we are benefiting from free meals. I can save a lot of money, so that is good.
The Rebuild Globally mission is to improve the quality of life for people in distressed communities to help bring about a world where all people can live in harmony with themselves, their communities, and the planet. Deanne Penn, United Nations.